Hello, my name is Ida Dickinson. Welcome to our travel agency. Please have a seat. What can I do for you?
Hello, Mrs. Dickinson. My name is Helen Kendrick, and this is my husband, Benny. It's about our next holiday trip. You see, Benny and I had two of our best friends over for dinner last weekend, and they just couldn't stop talking about their vacation in New Zealand last month. In a way, they have really managed to whet our appetite for a trip to New Zealand as well.
Well, New Zealand is indeed a truly wonderful holiday destination, not only in terms of landscapes and wildlife, but also in terms of culture and outdoor activities. Are you into hiking and maybe even mountain climbing?
We both love hiking a lot, especially in wild and exciting landscapes. As for mountain climbing, that is not really my cup of tea.
But I am really fond of mountain climbing, Mrs. Dickinson, because I grew up in Colorado, in a small town right in the middle of the Rocky Mountains. And my father used to go mountain climbing with me a lot when I was a teenager. Maybe you can find a region in New Zealand where I can go mountain climbing and where Benny and I can go hiking too.
Well, I think I know where you should go then. My first idea was Mount Cook, the highest mountain in New Zealand, but that is only suitable for professional and very experienced mountain climbers. But where you can find perfect opportunities for both hiking and climbing is Fiordland National Park, which is located on the southern tip of the South Island. Are you also into water activities, such as kayaking or canoeing?
We are indeed. Are there guided tours, or would it be safe enough to go kayaking or canoeing on our own?
In Fiordland National Park, there are lots of companies offering guided tours, which are absolutely safe, of course. But you can also just hire kayaks or canoes to make trips by yourselves.
That sounds absolutely thrilling. But there's one more thing, Mrs. Dickinson. I know this may sound a bit childish, but I cannot go to New Zealand without seeing the Hobbiton movie set with my own eyes.
I don't think that's childish at all. Most foreign tourists are keen to go and see the iconic locations where some scenes from the movies Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit were shot.
How far is it from Fiordland National Park to the Hobbiton movie set? Could we get there by car within a couple of hours or so?
It is literally at the other end of New Zealand, in the northern part of the North Island, I'm afraid. However, there are relatively inexpensive domestic flights from Invercargill, which is close to the park, to Auckland, which is a two-hour drive away from the Hobbiton movie set.
That sounds great, Mrs. Dickinson. Benny, what do you think?
I agree. This sure sounds like an exciting holiday plan, Mrs. Dickinson. Would you kindly make us a good offer for 2 weeks around Christmas, including flights, rental cars, and tickets for a guided tour of the movie set?
Yes, of course. Give me a couple of days to put together an offer, which I will then send to you by email. There is one thing, however, I would ask you to do. Please let me know within 2 days after receiving my offer whether or not you are willing to accept it, because prices for flights cannot usually be guaranteed for more than 48 hours.